You know what we should do? Hold on a second there, my friend. We should take a picture of that safe. Put it up on the website so people can see. I was just in there doing some business. Notice that the model on the safe is Sentry, S-E-N-T-R-Y.
Yeah, take a picture of it so people can tell us how old it is.
Good brand.
Yeah, and also get, maybe get a nice thug to size up the job.
Yeah, and then blow the safe.
This would be like the part where you get sent pictures and the various mechanical drawings
we
of buildings,
case the joint
all
for
the
you.
Specs. Yeah.
Then we have to go into some like warehouse with a card table, and we all have to sit around it and
one light bulb hanging from the ceiling,
and we have to, and everybody's got to be smoking cigars and cigarettes, and we have to figure out exactly how we're going to do the job, and then we all give each other a color code. Mr. Brown, Mr. Pink, Mr. Orange.
Synchronized watches.
Or take it to the next level. We could meet at Elliot Gould's mansion.
There we go.
You want to keep it with Ocean's 11.
Yeah, I'm actually doing Reservoir Dogs, the Quentin Tarantino film, and Rob's doing Ocean's 11.
I just wanted, you know, assign more importance to it.
And then we meet, then we all go over, and we're kind of underdressed, and we meet some hairy guy at the door with a robe on.
And I'm thinking of, boy, here's an obscure movie. What was the one with, Gene Hackman has done 8 million movies like this. One of his Steep movies, it had that big fat guy in it, and I think Delroy Lindy.
Delroy Lindo.
Yeah, was in it. I really like that movie so bad. If only I could remember the name of it.
I'm trying to think.
But it's The Replacements.
It's one of those heist movies, though.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's one of the movies where they're like, they're stealing from Peter to rob Paul, and they're doing a scam. And
is that the one where Gene Hackman has a shootout with Sharon Stone at the end of it?
No, that's the cowboy movie, Gene Hackman. You know, the thing is, Gene Hackman, for being such a great actor, really has never seen a script he's turned down, has he?
He's made some stinkers, but there's something about him that even if he is in a crappy movie, unlike a lot of other actors, he can still make it better.
All I know is that in this movie, they end up, the gold that they end up stealing.
Oh, I know. This is the one where Ray Romano is with him, and they're both politicians.
That is
right?
Welcome to Mooseport.
Oh, okay.
But that is a great heist movie.
Is this the one where he's a United States senator, and Robin Williams and Nathan Lane are trying to dress him in drag?
That is The Birdcage.
Okay, he's on a submarine with Denzel Washington.
That is Crimson Tide, Mike.
All right. Okay, I know what it is. He wears a little, like, pork pie hat. And he's got a cartoon character's name, Popeye Doyle. That's going way back. No, I got it. This is it. He plays Warren Beatty's brother, and Warren Beatty works with Faye Dunaway to knock over banks. And
all right, Bonnie and Clyde, hold on. What's the one he did with Dan Aykroyd where he wore a Redskins jacket? Also,
you know where you got it all over me with this? You see everything.
You will
go into a theater and actually watch these movies.
Enemy of the State with Will Smith.
Enemy of the State.
He was in Enemy of the State. That was a good one. I like that Gene Hackman.
It's not a bad
movie. Trying to, God damn it, what is that thing? Because what they do is they take the gold, they burn it, they melt it down, and it ends up being bars on a ship.
I know. No, Gene Hackman's not in that. Maybe you're thinking of another movie without Gene Hackman in it. It's a young boy is studying, and he goes across and meets this elderly gentleman who he befriends, and he finds out that this man is a Nazi war criminal.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the one?
You mean Apt Pupil?
Wow.
I don't think Gene Hackman is an Apt Pupil.
No, it's another actor, older actor.
You thought that old guy, that old Nazi guy was Gene Hackman?
No, I just wanted to make an Apt Pupil joke.
He's goofing around.
What about... oh, God. You know, for having done so many bad movies, please come up with one, anything right now. Anything.
A crappy Gene Hackman movie?
Yeah.
Welcome to Mooseport is about the top of the list as far as I'm concerned.
Superman 4?
Yeah, but that's just, you know.
Really?
That's a paycheck that really, you know what I mean? I give him a free pass for that.
All right. Also, I got to be honest, from the whole wad of Superman, even from the first one, he was a bad Lex Luthor.
You think so?
I did not think he was a good.
Superman 1, he was great.
You know who's a good Lex Luthor? What's his name?
Kevin Spacey?
Yeah. He's an outstanding Lex Luthor.
I like
and he was great as Bobby Darin.
Even the TV Lex Luthor was a better Lex Luthor than Gene Hackman.
Incidentally,
was
that movie in theaters for half an hour, the Bobby Darin movie?
One showing.
Yeah. It was amazing. I mean, it was on and gone. I didn't mind it. I thought it was pretty good.
Beyond the Sea with...
I thought he was perfect as Bobby Darin. I mean, I don't think there's an actor you could cast who would be better as Bobby Darin than Kevin Spacey.
Have you ever seen a musical you don't like?
It wasn't a musical.
Yes, it was.
Was not.
I loved it.
Musical.
What about the end of that movie when he got all old and hippie fried.
Yeah, yeah. Tried to I didn't know this. I mean, that's what I liked about the movie.
Did like peace songs?
Yes, did anti-war songs. And he's up there, and they finally say, "Yeah, what is it?" I guess it's his wife that says people hear what they see. And that convinces him to shave off the sideburns and the mustache. He goes back to being Bobby Darin, and he's a hit again.
And the whole thing with Bobby Darin is that his...
Sandra Dee, his wife, who says that.
His sister is really his mother.
Yes.
He doesn't find that out till later.
That's pretty good stuff for a movie, in my opinion, to find out at the end that your sister's your mother.
Agreed.
Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
It's either the Gene Hackman movie where he is the coach of the all-white basketball team, or it's Get Shorty.
Now, in Get Shorty, he was really good. He was Harry Zim in Get Shorty, and he's outstanding. There is a scene when Dennis Farina, whatever the guy's
Dennis Farina.
When he's got his shoe right on Gene Hackman's neck.
Right.
And he says something like, "Don't make me mess up my shoe with blood. Just sit there and shut up now. Shoot that guy."
And is that the same movie where John Travolta breaks Dennis Farina's nose?
Sure is, Mike.
As Chili?
Sure is.
Right.
Yeah. Chili Palmer.
I have the actual title of the movie if you want it. Heist.
Or is it The Heist?
It just came up as Heist.
Yeah, but probably as Heist.
No, it's another H. It's Hoosiers.
Heist.
Hoosiers.
Heisters.
Big, big hit.
He did two movies with Delroy Lindo. He did The Heist, then he did Get Shorty.
Is Hoosiers on your list as far as movies? If it's on, you'll stay with it for a while?
Yes.
I think it's one of the greatest movies of all time. Of all time.
Okay.
It is...
Darin.
Hello, Donna Mike.
And
show.
Barbara Hershey with real
Donna
lips.
Mike. How are you guys doing?
She is fuggly in that movie.
But she's real. Yeah. Unlike when she, decided to put the Hindenburg in her mouth.
Real and fuggly.
Hey, good for her.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, guys. I saw something yesterday, but that's not why I'm calling. I was going to give you guys the name of the movie, but Rob already got it. I'm a fairly new listener to you guys.
Let's save ourselves the trouble.
Time well spent.
I had something yesterday, but I didn't call.
There are and then there are
Hello's Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you guys said Get Shorty. When you said a big fat guy, I thought you were talking about the part James Gandolfini had when nobody knew who he was as Bear.
I played Bear, correct. Mm-hmm. Thank you, my friend.
Name the other Gene Hackman movie that featured James Gandolfini. Easy.
Oh, that's Crimson Tide.
Very good.
Hello, hey, Don and Mike Show. Wrong Bear. Hello.
Hey, do you guys want to get into that safe to use it again or what?
No, we just want to find out what's inside this safe.
We think there might be treasure in there.
We moved into a building that CBS had a classic rock station in for about 10 years.
Back in the 1800s.
And there's a safe, an olden safe, and we don't know what's inside.
Oh, well, I mean, probably a locksmith could get into it for you fairly quickly.
Oh, thank you.
Jesus.
We hadn't thought of that.
Maybe Gene Hackman can do it for us.
Jesus.
Who was he in The French Connection?
Oh, God. Well, that's Popeye Doyle.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah Popeye one. Doyle.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Uncommon Valor.
Uncommon Valor. Another Gene Hackman movie. Yeah.
All right. Gotcha. Okay.
And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention my favorite Gene Hackman role, which is the blind guy in Young Frankenstein.
Oh, my God, that's right.
That
a million
that's
years
a
ago.
That's a small part.
Yeah, but it is funny.
That's Frankenstein.
That's where he lights his finger on fire.
Cigars.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Oops, you're on the air. Howdy, Donna Mike Show.
Did he not hug Shelley Winters in Poseidon Adventure?
Oh, God, another good one. Very good.
Right.
And that one borders on the bad movie, right? Gene Hackman,
bad movie. But I can watch it. I can certainly watch it.
Hard to turn it off.
Certainly better than the remake of Poseidon Adventure.
And, of course, you've got Shelley Winters.
Yeah.
Baby.
And she really did that underwater footage.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, first of all, I'm a locksmith. Let's see if I have a Gene Hackman movie for you.
All right, we don't care about the locksmith. Let's hear about Gene Hackman.
All right, the Royal Tenenbaums.
The Royal Tenenbaums, good in that movie,
too. He was good in that one, yeah.
Fabulous.
God damn. How come he just doesn't quit?
Because he loves it. I think he does. I think he really digs it. He's got to have more money than Jesus right now.
98 movies to his credit on IMDb.
That's amazing. That's got to be up there as far as records.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello, Donna Mike.
That sounded so stupid.
Yeah,
has no one fought that?
Hello, what's up?
Hey, I'm calling about your smelly feet.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a cure for it. Those two cures were partly right,
The bleep, or you could use peroxide, but you must freeze your shoes.
Freeze
at least for 24 hours.
I've heard. All right, I heard urine. I heard peroxide. Uh-huh. I heard bleach, and then I heard freeze your shoes.
All of those things. Hello. And none of them will work.
Not a Mike show. Hello. All right, thank you.
That was somebody else with the frozen shoe idea.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, yes,
turn your radio down, please.
Gene Hackman was in The Unforgiven with Clint. Yep.
Yes, yeah. Fantastic role in there. He did a stretch of movies where he was just unbelievably bad. He was an unbelievably bad guy in Westerns.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
What's the
Kevin Costner movie, No Way Out.
No way.
That's a great one. Remember with the gay guy that's in love with him that blows his brains out in front of him?
I wish I knew that actor's name, the blonde actor who was just always like this.
I'll tell you what his name is. His name is To Die For.
I don't think he was really gay, though.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
He's a good actor, then.
But he's always got this way of talking.
Gay.
Right.
Gay.
Now listen to me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, come on.
Meet me at the Lincoln Memorial.
Do you guys remember Prime Cut by any chance? It goes back away. But
Prime
you remember
Cut.
You know who else
Gene
is
Hackman?
That Kevin Costner movie? Yeah. Man, that stinky poon. What is that?
Sean Young.
God damn.
Who was as hot as she was. As hotter. What's the expression?
Hot as balls.
Hot as balls, but never hotter than that movie. She never got hotter than that. That was it.
She started to lose it around the time that she was campaigning to be the Catwoman, I think.
And she got kooky. She got real. Yep. She got Margot Kidder kooky, and she lost her look. She got really super skinny and then just looked odd.
Hagged out. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
It's Bad Cell Phone Friday.
Yes, it is a bad cell phone.
That's our crazy kooky.
We're trying for a...
Hold on. Everything gets moved around. There it is. Crazy. Kooky, Bad Phone Friday.
Yes, sir, it's you.
Hey, how's it going?
Bad Phone Friday.
Great, since you've called.
I got a Gene Hackman movie for you.
Yeah.
It's Secondhand Lions, the one you're talking about with the I See Dead People kid.
That's not Secondhand Lions. That's Robert Duvall and Michael Caine, sir.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. My mother lives in Toronto.
Shocker that you made a mistake.
Didn't expect that.
Secondhand Lions.
I see it coming.
Bad Phone Friday.
That's when my kids met Robert Duvall and went nuts. And the only reason they went nuts, it wasn't because of Apocalypse Now, because we've watched that so many times together.
Join us at 5 o'clock.
It was really what it was about was Secondhand Lions, because that was a very famous kids movie.
Throw your telephone at the radio at 5 o'clock to say, the weekend's here.
I get the impression Robert Duvall doesn't say no a lot either. If you ever saw him as the crazy car mechanic in Gone in 60 Seconds.
He was in that movie?
Hey, yes. Listen, he was also in Alive and Kicking with Will Ferrell.
Yep.
However, he is not a whore like Gene Hackman is.
Nobody is.
And I really think the biggest whore of all time, Buzz, you should do a search. It might be Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, you know,
as far as numbers of movies?
Numbers of movies he's done. And
he can't compete with Hackman because on age alone, I think
he may. I mean,
I'll tell you this, Robert Duvall, you just mentioned, outdid Gene Hackman. Duvall has 126 movies.
Wow.
Well, there's no way that Sam Jackson has that many.
No.
How many does Sam Jackson have?
I'll tell you.
Because Sam. I see them all. I'm going to see his new one this weekend, the one with...
That's supposed to be
pretty
good.
Speaking of hot as balls, that Christina Ricci looks hot.
Is that the one where he keeps her as a prisoner?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird enough to be good.
I always used to think she was gross when she was Wednesday Addams, yeah, but now no. I'm thinking that she's...
She's evolving very slowly, yeah. But she looks hot, and she looks hot. She was also, I hate to say this, but she was hot in Monster, where she walks around pretty much with a T-shirt with no bra on. Mm-hmm.
Samuel Jackson, right between Gene Hackman and Robert Duvall. Sam Jackson has 109 movies.
You are absolutely right.
Yeah. Wow, good.
That's a lot of movies. Yeah.
I cannot believe he's done that many. I thought he was much younger than Gene Hackman.
The thing is, if you're a Sam Jackson fan,
wow,
he does them like you change your underpants.
Oh, my God. You would have won. You would have cleaned me out on that bet.
Shaft, the one with Eugene Levy, the man. There was, goddamn, the one that he did with John Travolta, where they were something about the war in Iraq or something like that.
My God, I cannot believe he's done that many movies.
Oh, there was the one, it was Formula Something, where he made up some type of new hallucinogenic drug and went to England and wore a kilt and beat
guys. Oh, that's right. I remember that one.
Beat guys up with golf clubs all the time.
These are movies that kind of float a little bit under the radar, too, aren't they?
Coach Carter,
good movie.
Yeah, I'm a big Sam Jackson fan.
The Path of the Righteous Man.
That's one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
Got anything, Buzz?
I thought
reading?
You were going to say something.
Are you just reading?
I was.
He's reading, and his lips are moving.
I wanted to tell you, in 1987, one of his early movies, Samuel Jackson, Uncle Tom's Cabin.
He did that?
He did a version of that movie in 87, yes.
Don and Mike.
He was George.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. About your safe, you might want to consider having the lovely Charlize Theron come over and open it for you, since she was so good in The Italian Job.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah, talk about hot as bulls.
Yeah, that's right. And she did the whole thing with putting the stethoscope up to it, right?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she did.
Hello,
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Loose Cannons with Dan Aykroyd. There's a Hackman suckfest.
Yeah, I had that one. Not the title, though. That's bad. It's based in D.C.
Well, he said it was a Hackman what?
Suckfest.
Oh, I thought he was talking about perhaps a Gene Hackman porn that I had.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fellas, has anyone mentioned No Way Out? Because that's a Gene Hackman, Sean Young movie.
Yes, and
that's
we are officially out.
That's how you do it.
We're done.
Like sands through the hourglass.
Ran it into the ground. Be right back with the Newsmaker of the Week.
This is the Don and Mike Show.